The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh my gosh, do we have a show for you today. I've got the rockin' Beth Azor here. She's been lighting it up with her intern, Jack. But I think that the secret star of the show is going to be Victoria Rogers, and we're going to talk with her about the night, new work in Miami, all kinds of art stuff here in Miami. Beth is here to talk about Real Estate 101. She brought Jack example number 101A. Wanda's rolling it back there, and I'm rocking it on my vacation, so you better be having fun out there. Wanda, take it away.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed.
Look what I found.
Rocking, Wanda. You sure know how to work it up there and get me rolling. Hey, but that's okay. You run the music.
It's a sweet Thursday.
What is that song?
Johnny Mathis.
Oh, okay. Johnny Mathis is all right. That's all right then. That's all right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. We all know by now they've got that great Audi store in Gainesville. Sorry, it's not in Tallahassee for you, Beth. And they've also got a store in Key West. I said that because Beth is a leader of the FSU Real Estate Air. She's giving me the chop right there. And they've got a great store down in Key West that carries all the great name brands. We are having a great time, aren't we, Victoria? We are. See, she admitted it. We are. Hey, you know, so what do they all come with? They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, my mom is on the phone with that person every day. That's right. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful, lovely, great wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Some more Johnny Mathis, please.
We aren't strangers anymore.
So
and as I stand and kiss you at
listen
your
up,
door.
Babies.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Today is Thursday.
Welcome to my world.
I never could get the hang of Thursdays.
Wait, what?
So, what do you have to tell me?
You have terrible morning breath.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
What an odd and completely random thing to say.
It's too early for this.
It's just too early.
It's showtime.
Considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880 The Biz.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. If you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, Jim, what do you do? I go, well, I do things like this. Guy calls me the week before the 4th of July. He says, I got to close right after the 4th of July. I said, dude, it's the 4th of July. I can't get that done. Well, maybe I could get that done. He goes, if you get that done, I'll pay you. I said, well, then we'll get it done. And what did we do? We got it done. That's right. The attorneys didn't like us, but the lender and the borrower sure did. So if you need cash right away, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Overseas, not a problem. Residential, not a problem. Complex need for $150 million of equity? Yeah, I've done that too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money?
Then don't move that dial.
More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all the folks from ICSC are leaning in, so that means it's time for Beth Azor. Beth, hey, welcome to the show, and I see you brought Jack. Jack is broadcasting. We got multiple channels broadcasting. You can watch on Jack's Facebook, my Facebook, but wherever you watch, you're going to see that big, beautiful smile of Beth Azor. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. There she is. I got to move the screen a little bit. There you go. But we're doing radio, not TV, so let's get on with the radio show. So, Beth, I brought you on because you truly are the real estate rock star. Somebody's calling you already, but we can't talk to them now. That just means somebody wants a real estate loan. It's calling from Ocala, too.
They heard you.
They did hear me. They always hear me.
They want cash.
They need cash. They need cash now, but I can't take the call now because I'm on the radio. But I will call them back afterwards, and I will help them. So, Beth, you know, we've been friends for a long time. You were the senior executive at Terra Nova for a long time. You went out on your own, raised a beautiful family, and now you're out coaching the young people in the business and teaching them how to do it the right way. What is your basic premise that you like to make sure that they learn?
Listening.
What?
Listening.
Wanda, is her mic on?
What?
One more time?
Listening.
Aha! Oh, well. Is that why I have two ears and one mouth? I just had to say that, right?
Exactly.
Had to say that. She ever say that, Jack?
That's my dad's big lesson to me early on.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's set the table here for a second. So you came out of college. We're in the real estate game at a time when not a lot of ladies were in the real estate game. Tell us a little bit about that.
Joined Terra Nova in the rookie leasing agent training program.
Wow.
A lot of words there.
Yeah, the guy teaches you, though, doesn't he?
Oh, he and Donna Abood.
Oh, Donna. High five to Donna.
Donna was an FSU fellow alumni, and we were in the same sorority in Tallahassee, and she hired me. I joined Terra Nova. There were 11 of us. 18 years later, when I left, I was the president, and we had 149 people.
I guess Donna Abood knew what she was doing, and you might have too.
She's a phenomenal mentor, and I'm blessed that she brought me into the industry.
She's a terrific lady, and high five to her and Mike Fay and the rest of their team. See, I got you that time, Wanda. So, Beth, it's all about listening, but there's all so much there. So now I'm listening to you. We've got this, well, whole South Florida, the world is listening to you. What do you want to tell them?
Well, I think a lot of times, Jim, I think you and I, when we meet with students, a lot of students and young people and residential realtors, they ask us, how do we get in the industry? Do you get that question a lot?
Yeah, I tell them, if you're asking me that question, you don't belong in the industry. And I try to discourage them all the way down the road, even when I speak at UF. And if they still come after me, that person belongs in real estate.
Well, there you go. I don't discourage them. What I like to do is I say shadowing leads to internships and internships leads to jobs. So what I want all of the people to do is to shadow with all the different asset classes, people in the business, whether you're industrial, real estate, office, retail, capital markets, underwriting, multifamily. So if you have an interest in commercial, call up people and say, hey, can I shadow you for 2 or 3 hours? You know, come see a radio show and learn about mortgages with Jim Freed, right?
Oh, well, yeah. They better bring their roller skates for that one.
So, and I think that it's not who
they know. Into the microphone over there.
It's not who they know. It's who knows them. And, you know, a lot of times these young people think that, well, I know this person, I know that person. And I turn around and I go, who knows you? And how do they know you? Did you visit Jim on his radio show and bring him a cup of coffee? Did you go say to Donna Abood, you know, these young kids say, can I come take you to lunch? And I say, don't ask that. That's an hour and a half out of very valuable time of people. But offer to say, I'll walk to your car with you when you leave just for 5 minutes of your time. Or I'll work for free for a week during the summer. And I'll show you, you may not have an internship because a lot of our small companies, we don't have internships. We don't have like programmable.
I don't know what I'd do with somebody.
But you could put them to work. They could listen and just learn.
Yeah, that is the best. That's what I did with when I was the first thing I did with Jason was he sat in the office for 3 months and didn't say a word. That's a very important thing. It really is.
I have three interns this summer. Jack, who's here with me, is leaving to go do a master's program at UM.
Congratulations, Jack.
Thank you, Jim.
Casey just left to go to New York City. She got a job with the shopping center group up there.
Wow.
And Kara is still with me and will be with me as a leasing agent. But I put them to work, but they learn as well. And so I believe that shadowing gets people to know who they are. And then if people know who they are, their opportunities will come out of that.
You know, that's fascinating. You know, I did a show, I call it How to Get Your Dream Job. And the main thing that I tell people is I'll say hello to everybody. One of my mentors said, always pick up the phone. You don't know what's going to happen. So I pick up the phone. I'm willing to talk to a young person all the time because a little acorn grows into an oak tree. And with a little water, maybe even a bigger oak tree. And I've had some of the most beautiful relationships in business come out of that. And I'm so proud of all of the interactions. I can't think of one that went, there was one that went sideways. The kid showed up. We were going to meet at Starbucks. He went to South Beach. We know what happened. He didn't show up, called and said, I'm sorry. I went to South Beach. I said, well, at least you were honest. I'm not hiring you. Call my friend Edgar. He called my friend Edgar. Edgar hired him. The guy then worked at one of the big firms, the big brokerage firms, and now is a lead guy on an investments team and blows it out of the water and is great. And I love you. You know who I'm talking about. And so, you know, each one of these young people comes and they develop something that just creates this incredible feel inside me. Even though it's about them, it does something great for me.
Well, when you give, you receive, right?
I think
and
so.
And you, more than anyone, knows that.
Yeah, I guess I do.
You do?
I do know that. See, she doesn't know what we're talking about. I just got my wife a kidney transplant. I found my kidney on Facebook. Actually, God found it. I just executed the plan. Oh, yeah, Victor, yeah, you got to talk to the mic, too. Usually, she doesn't have headsets on. Usually, I go like this. And then, yeah, she doesn't even have headsets on. We're having look, I was having so much fun. It's time for a break so I can fix headsets.
Okay.
Beth, you got some more good stuff in there, don't you?
I do.
You better have at least two good more homilies for me. We're coming back with more great, great, great stuff from Beth Azor. People spend their life trying to get this stuff out of Beth Azor. And then my secret weapon. Oh, yeah, Victoria and I are going to talk about arts and our community, and I'm going to talk about some of the things that I'm doing in the arts, and we're going to just change the whole world, one little bit of love at a time, me and Victoria. So stick with us. We got a great show. I'm turning it over to Wanda. Wanda, don't slow me down this time. Ready. Oh, yeah, that's the best part. I love that. Is this my good friend Freddie?
Warren Henry.
All right, that's right. Warren Henry, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right, my friend. Larry's in and all of his buddies over there. They're amazing people. Samantha. Oh, God, I love them all. Hey, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. You know, they got that Audi store up in Gainesville. I can't wait to visit that place. Key West. When I go to Key West, I'm going to check out the store down there. They got everything down there. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. Red cap is when they come and pick up your car or take it there. It's fabulous. I use it all the time. And a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for four, count them, years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investments, Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. That's right, and the future of your real estate deal may be with me. That's right, give me a call at 305-773-6300 or email me, Jim@FriedOnBusiness. Why? Because I have capital. You could call me today. One guy makes the decision. We'll commit that day. We'll close in a week. Sound too good to be true? I just did this over the 4th of July week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, bridge you somewhere. I'll get you from here to there in your real estate deal. Need some more time to close, but the owner isn't giving it to you? Call me, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
So we're here, we're rocking the world, we're having a great time, we're talking about real estate tips with the real estate tipster herself, Beth Azor. That's Wanda riding the show back in the background. We've got Victoria here, Victoria Rogers, in the second half of the show. We're going to talk about the night, new work, Miami. It's awesome, it's art, it's in our community, and it's going to be great. But Beth, so tell me a little bit more. What do you tell a young person on their first day when they come to the office?
So, can you read my shirt? I'm giving you permission to look at my shirt.
Don't say no for the prospect. Oh, that is so true.
Right.
You never know what the other person's thinking. Let them tell you.
And for students and for newbies, don't say no. Don't say no for the prospect. So don't be afraid to call a prospective employer. Don't be afraid to call a prospective tenant. Don't be afraid to call a prospective bank for financing unless you go through Jim to get cash. Don't be afraid. And I think that our world is, people are afraid of rejection. And so what? What? They're just going to say no? Move on.
Fear is poisonous. Fear is poison. We had that lady on. She wrote a book about it. Fear is poison. So you got to just get out of fear. Oh, there's this great thing on HBO where Jerry Seinfeld interviews all these people over 90. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. But if you watch to the end, that's the real clincher for me. Because then they say, Jerry, how about you? And Jerry goes, well, you know, when I'm lying in bed, I'm really uncomfortable. But when I get out of bed and I put my foot on the ground and I go, I become Jerry Seinfeld. And it's true. Until you get out of bed, all the little demons are able to attack you. But when you get out of bed, you rise up and you make it happen, correct?
Absolutely. Setting goals. No, I tell them to set goals too.
Yes,
set
it's very
goals.
And write them down.
You have to write them down. You have to write them down.
Yes. Now, my mom says that the most important thing to know about real estate is activity. And she's right.
Pipeline.
That's right. Unless you're knocking on doors, calling people. And you know, I sat in on your leasing thing once at the ICS, actually twice. It's just amazing. Let's pretend we're sitting at the round table.
Okay.
Okay, it's the round table.
Yep.
I've just been hired by a person that owns a 75,000 square foot shopping center that's shadow anchored, which means it's next to a Walmart. And I have a vacancy. What should I do?
Well, for sure you want a canvas, but let's talk about something new and crazy out there. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I found a kidney on Facebook. You mean I can find a tenant on Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook. Like that, Facebook.
Duh.
So you identify the three. Let's say you just say, I want a furniture store, a leather furniture store. You think that would fit the demographics of your property. You look up furniture stores in Miami.
Or I become a Russian hacker.
Yes, exactly.
I make the whole thing. You can go in there on buttons.
Right.
No, I'm not going to be a hacker. But the point is that you go in there and you can geo. It's like geotagging
or
something.
Well, this is different. You can do that too. But you can private message the furniture guy. So you see if the leather furniture store has a Facebook page. They say they do. You look them up. It says send message. You DM them. You send them a private message and you say, hey, I own shopping centers. Do you want more locations? Guess what? Guess what, Jim?
They say yes.
Well, guess why they do?
Because they're talking to you.
Because they're not the gatekeeper.
Because you asked.
Because you asked. You weren't afraid. You didn't say no for the prospect. And because they're not the gatekeeper. They're the owners monitoring the Facebook pages, not the gatekeepers. So you do go canvas. And when you leave the store, you say, hey, I was just in your store. I own shopping centers or I represent shopping centers.
I love the way your place looked. I've got a bunch of space available. Would you like to join my team?
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
Absolutely. And
maybe I should lease space.
When we, in the olden days, a year ago, we used to send email blasts. And, you know, you were just talking about opening up your email.
I call it watering the lawn.
You get 300 emails. Those store owners look at that and they don't open all of them. When they go to their Facebook page to see what their customers are saying, there's this little circle on the top right-hand corner and there's a one.
Yes, and they want to know who that person is. You're darn tootin' they are. And, oh, this is great.
And what do we know about store owners?
I'm too old. This is great.
Isn't
stuff.
It fun?
This is great.
What do we know about store owners that when they open their first one and they want their American dream, they want to do what with that American dream? They want to open more. And we are the people to help them do that.
Oh, this is great. You're helping them achieve their goals.
And their American dream.
Oh, my gosh. And what are you making the discussion about? It's all about
them.
Oh, this is great stuff.
So
where's Bruce? Bruce, call in Bruce.
He's listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
That's the hottest, the thing that's happening.
That is amazing.
So
that is terrific.
Cool.
And every young person can lock on to that and they don't have to be an outside person because that's a big issue. A lot of people don't like to be outside. This is a great way for the new person.
Now here's the problem is Facebook cuts you out after doing 12. So you can do 10 to 12 a day. But that's, 50 to 60 a week. And then you canvas and cold call the rest of the time.
And you can also only tag 99 people in the three times.
Oh, good news. I didn't know that.
So we're I guess people need to come and talk to us at our social media secret meetings is what they need to do. So Beth, so now that that's a great trick. Give me more. This is great. I'm just going to listen.
Well, we're also doing Facebook ads. So for $20
very effective. That's how I found the kidney was Facebook ads.
Yeah. There you go. Facebook ads. You can do as little as $10, $20. You target the use. Again, the use you want.
I spent $17,000.
Well,
millions of people saw.
But the value you got in return.
Well, God saw.
The return, ROI.
My wife.
Right?
My wife is alive. She's just the most amazing thing in the world. So all this does work, people. So keep listening. You're on.
Yeah. So ads. Ads work.
Yeah.
Whether you need a prospect or you need a kidney.
That's correct. Now, let's say I'm looking for a prospect. What are some of the things that I might put into my ad?
So
I own 85,000 square feet on University Boulevard. Is it Boulevard up there?
Drive.
Okay. Well, see, I haven't been up in Broward in a while.
Like, yeah.
And over by Sample Road. Oh, my God. I just outed six of my clients. But there's lots of shopping centers up there. There's lots of people that want to be in there. So what do I put in an ad for something up in Coral Springs?
Well, remember, it's all about them.
Right.
So you're going to pick the use.
Okay.
So let's say you want to target a barber and you want to tell them in the ad that we're nearby maybe a community college.
Oh, that's perfect. Or public service. There you're by City Hall.
Absolutely.
So you get them all.
So you want to focus on the prospect and their customers.
That is terrific. Oh, I would even maybe you could like do a video of the street with the cars going by or
absolutely.
pulling into. Oh, I should be on
oh,
this.
Oh, boy.
You should be the leasing agent. I should be a leasing agent. I'm pretty good. I am actually doing some leasing right now, but that's off the record.
Okay. Well, don't tell anybody.
I just did, I think. The stats on the Facebook DMs, for every 10 we send out, three people, 33% respond, and one of the three says they're interested and they want to see the space.
Yeah, that's like the how to find your dream job. Send me 10 ideas, I'll drop five, I'll put in three more, and I'll know eight, and I'll send the eight, and two will say yes, and one will say yes.
Exactly.
It's a numbers game.
And you don't say no for the prospect.
That's right. It's a numbers game.
Keeping your stats is very important.
Ooh, tell me more about that.
How many people did you target? How many people did you cold call? How many people did you canvas?
She's
and how
fabulous.
Many people said fabulous. Yes? And then how many people you showed space to and how many deals you got? And you keep track of that weekly, monthly, and then every three
fabulous.
Months. Because, you know, I think it was Peters, I can't remember the guy, he said, what you don't measure, you can't improve what you don't measure.
I'm going to tell you why it makes sense in real estate. Because you get so much no and so much static and so much back talk from yourself that you need to make sure you're doing the blocking and tackling. Because Mom, I know you're listening. If you do the activity, it will work. I'll give a great example. Another example. So I'm going up to Miami Lakes for a meeting. I never go to Miami Lakes for a meeting, but I decide I'm going. And then there's a second guy wants to meet. The first guy cancels, so I go to meet the second guy. This first guy says, oh, I finished what I was doing. Can you meet now? Rather than being pissy, I say, sure. If you're still up to meet, I'm going to meet. The guy gave me four leads.
Oh, my God.
Four leads. Only one person. He only gave me call this guy. But when I called that guy from my past, four leads came out of it. Four. How many, Jack?
I think that was four.
Thank you. So the reality is it's all about activity. Now, Beth, you're already coming back. You're going to come back after the ICSE.
Awesome.
I want you to bring one of your people. I want you to do some videos. I want you to rock the world, and then I want you to bring it back, and we're going to tell everybody how to do it. But before you go, you have a chance to leave everybody with one last thought. What is it?
Don't say no for the prospect tomorrow morning or right now. Make the call you're afraid to make. Just make that call. You've been thinking, I should call that person, but you haven't called. Why haven't you called? Make the call.
Fear is poison. Listen to this woman. Great show. I want your picture over here so I can post it with that shirt. Wanda, take it away. I'm going to go along with this picture. So play some good music for a minute.
Around. I get a fever that's so hard, baby, fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through.
Let's run through the numbers.
Actually, the number is getting up.
That number is rising.
A large number.
It's a big number. Big, big number.
A very big number.
Bigger number than that.
Big, big league number.
A huge number.
A very significant number.
A very, very high number.
Some fairly vast number.
A staggering number.
A record number.
The number is through the roof.
The numbers are astronomical.
Ever-growing numbers.
Numbers that you've never seen before.
Numbers that nobody has ever seen.
Numbers that you wouldn't even think are believable.
Unbelievable numbers.
A massive number. The biggest number ever. It's a ridiculous number.
That's right. But if you're looking to buy or lease a car, have I got an idea for you? You got to call my friends at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Victoria's cracking up. I'm having a hard time keeping a straight face. So I'm going to start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. They got their Audi store up in Gainesville. And of course, you know by now, oh yeah, they've got all the great nameplates down in Key West. That's right. And what do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, it's yours.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time Saver Traffic.
This report is a service of the Foundation for a Better Life. I-95 accident-free in both Dade and Broward. Expect heavy delays eastbound along I-395 on the MacArthur Causeway heading toward Palm Island. A crash taking out two right lanes. Only a single left lane is getting by. That's a look at your South Florida traffic.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
That's right, and the future of your real estate financing is right here. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can help you get your deal financed. Need a private loan? What does that mean? That means one person makes the decision, one person will write you that commitment, and one person will make sure that it gets closed in a week. That's right, it happens. We just did one, and in fact, I can do just a regular old real estate deal too, where I got a great loan for one of my clients on a freestanding office building up in Orlando and another one on inline retail space here in Broward County. So if you need capital, creative or otherwise, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, I make sure it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
We're the smartest people.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
We're the most loyal people.
On 880 The Biz.
All right, and we are here with somebody that I have really been waiting to meet and greet, and this is awesome, and she's putting out great energy, Victoria Rogers. She's the Vice President of Arts for the Knight Foundation nationally here in Miami. We're going to discuss what the Knight Foundation is doing with the New Work Miami program. So Victoria, just let's roll right into it. What is that program? Well, wait, let's start with what's the Knight Foundation maybe?
Well, the Knight Foundation is a major foundation. Funds across the nation in journalism, cities, really interested in technology and the arts.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay. So technology and the arts. Boy, have I got a place for you. It's called Wynwood. So tell me a little bit about the Knight New Work Miami.
So we're getting ready to invest $500,000 in groundbreaking, risk-taking, innovative works of dance, theater, and music. So artists, choreographers, playwrights, composers are invited to submit their ideas. They have to work with a Miami-based organization, has to be new, can't have already premiered, and it's gonna premiere here in Miami in the 2021 season.
Well, that is very exciting, very exciting. So for instance, somebody who wrote a script could theoretically get it capitalized and make their first movie with you.
They absolutely could. We're looking really for this time and more the theater side of it, but...
Okay, so a play?
A play would be perfect.
A theatrical dance, art dancing?
Like, could be art dancing, could be a combination of
music.
We're looking
for the Mars Cunningham of Miami is who we're looking for.
That would not be too shabby.
That would be nice,
a good thing.
Can't believe this guy
Little John
here.
Cage.
Can't believe I threw that out there at you, did you?
I'm impressed.
Thank you so much. I am a lover of the arts. It's just that I don't look like one. So,
Wait a minute. What does an art lover look like?
I don't know.
Yeah, tell us.
I don't know. Certainly not me.
Okay, so
yes, I do. Yeah, I'm actually, we're working with one of the local sports teams here to bring some art to one of their events, and hopefully we'll be able to announce that real soon. So then you've got $500,000 available. So what does somebody need to do? Hi, I'm knocking on the door.
You are going to submit online.
Okay.
kf.org/newworkmiami. You're going to fill out that proposal. You're going to have to attach work samples. You're going to have to demonstrate a really strong connection to Miami. You're going to have to submit a budget. You're going to tell us how much you need, and you're going to tell us who you're going to partner with. And you have to do all of this by 11:59, August 31st.
Okay, so that was one of my real questions, is it sounds like that if I'm going to be deploying some money into something with somebody that's new, that they might need a mentor or guidance counselor on this. So do you guys provide that?
We do in some cases, but with this particular open call, we're looking for artists. They can be emerging or established, but we're really looking at people that have some experience in the field, in whatever genre they're coming forward with.
This is really nice because it's, I don't want to say easy to get started, but the hardest part is going to the next level. Once you've got a thing, once you've got a vibe, once you've got a genre, once you've established in your own mind who it is and what you're trying to say, getting to the next level to be able to say it, oh, I'm going to use the word, takes a patron.
Takes a patron, but it's really difficult for artists to get their work seen. This gives them that flexibility. It gives them an edge. As long as they can do it within the time frame and within a budget, they're really golden.
You know, so this is a new program, right?
Brand new, yes.
What are some of the other programs that the Knight Foundation has had in Miami so that we could see how successful you've been in the past and future things? Because not everybody knows the Knight Foundation. Yeah. I grew up here. I know them. I know James L. Knight Center, blah, blah, blah. Matt Hagman, we'll give him a plug, you know. Yes, Matt Hagman, plug. Lots of plugs for Matt Hagman.
So the foundation was created through the largesse of the two Knight brothers, Jack and Jim. So about 65 years ago. But over the last decade, Knight has funded, invested over $125 million in the arts here in South Florida.
In South Florida, $125 million?
Alone, $125
million. Wow. So can you give me a couple of examples that impact us?
Sure. Arched Center, the Science Museum, the New World Symphony.
Hold it. Just hold
Frost
on.
Frost School of Music.
Hold on. You're not talking about artwork. You're talking about infrastructure.
We have not only supported the creation of art. We have supported the institutions that support artists. So you're looking at developing an ecosystem. And we do that because we believe that the arts contribute to the communities. They are essential for creating vibrant communities here in South Florida.
Okay, so
and across the nation.
So I have my niece and nephew. At the time, they're maybe 10. They don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't have kids. They come, they land from outer space, and they want to do something. I don't know what to do. I took them to that art museum. We'll never forget it. You park underneath, you go do the little activities, you sit and you watch the little movies or whatever they have there. Oh my God. Then you sit on the bay, right at Main and Main of Biscayne Bay. And it's just spectacular.
It is an extraordinary experience, both inside and out. And I love the focus that the Perez Art Museum, we're talking about PAM, has on this African-American and African diaspora art, Latino art. So when you walk into that building, hanging on that wall, you're going to see yourself reflected in the art that's presented. And it's really important tonight that the art, the investments we make in art, are reflective of the communities that we serve.
Now, our community is changing all the time. How is our art changing to reflect that?
I think that the art in each of, we fund 8 cities across the U.S.
Which?
Akron.
Oh, wait a minute.
Charlotte, Macon, Miami, Philadelphia, Detroit, which I love to call Detroit.
Yeah, I like that too.
San Jose, and St. Paul.
I could call it Detroit too. That's really cool, actually. I haven't been in a minute.
Funded by the French.
How did you pick those cities?
Those were picked by the trustees at the time, but they are all cities where the two brothers published newspapers.
Okay, because it wasn't because of a guy that has a beard that plays basketball already.
It was not.
Okay.
But we do like that guy.
We do like that guy. I really love what that guy did. He put his money where his mouth is.
He did. That school is going to be amazing.
I am so proud to be a member of the human race after watching that. That's just terrific.
I want to be sure that I mentioned Charlotte. Charlotte's one of our cities, too.
Okay.
I think that's the 8.
Okay, that's good. Now, all of those are growing cities in different respects. All of them bring different things to the table. St. Paul, Charlotte, Miami, all different. But they have one thing in common, and that's the Knight Foundation. So what's the Knight Foundation doing that could potentially create a nice community spirit between all of those cities and the people that live there, and raise the whole bar for everybody.
We did try to do that. So if you look at, every city has their own issues, every city has their own opportunities. So we do connect the people that we grant to in our cities. We create cohorts across there. But what we're trying to really do is to develop the type of communities where we want to live, raise our children, and work.
Oh, I've got something on that I hope that you would address. I don't know that you can, but it's the housing crisis, where they're tearing, where there's being displacement of the working people, and they're having longer commutes, which tries to make a problem for the traffic, and it creates a disruption in the community fabric. Have you guys noticed that?
I drive on US 1 every day, so yes, I do notice that.
So is there something we could do together to kind of make the community better, even if it's art on the highway, I mean, or something?
Well, think what's coming with the Underline. You're going to have art on the highway all the way from downtown south.
Well, that's great. That's great. Now, Wanda, why don't we take a minute here, and then I want to go back into it. I want to talk in general on the next segment again about the Knights Foundation's focus, and again how people can get more information to apply and try to qualify for. This is a grant, right?
This is a grant.
So they don't have to pay this back.
They do not.
Okay, so please, everybody, after the break, if you're an artist or somebody in the performing arts here in South Florida, we're going to talk again about how you can get grant money, how you can develop a patron. Stick with us. Wanda, rock the house.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Oh no, you can't make me start over when it ramps it up, Wanda. This is the best part. Hold on. All right, there you go. Oh man, I get goosebumps every time. You know, I feel like, gosh, it makes me think of my wife. I just love my wife. She's just so amazing. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I love you, honey. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know about their awesome Audi store up in Gainesville. They're unveiling the Audi 8 as we speak up there, those lucky sons of guns. And they've got their great cars down in Key West, too. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. I want that Audi 8. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Larry, I hope you're listening. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Like, hey, please serve up my Audi A8. So, join me, my mom, and my beautiful, oh, I love you, honey, my beautiful wife, Vivian, as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the service, always Warren Henry, a little more Joe Perry. Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
It's not my fault they're doing it down there, but we'll talk about that on another show. Well, okay, you caught me. Oh, hey, what are we doing? We're talking about real estate. That's what I do. We were talking about Coconut Grove. You go, well, what's going on in Coconut Grove? Well, all those homes up on down McDonald and all those buildings up on Bird Avenue. That's right. I put those together too. That's right. A high five to my friends at Metronomic, and thank you so much for being a client. That's right. If you need funding right now, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Sitting in traffic, I'm sorry, but I still got to build. People got to have a place to live and shop and work. So give me a call at 305-773 if you need creative capital or you just want to work with me, Jim Fried. Because when you call me at 305-773-6300, or you send me an email and I know you got that, why would you do that? Because when you call me, I make sure it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and we are here with the Knight Foundation. We're here with Patricia, and we're going to talk more about what's going on with the Knight Foundation and their New Miami initiative. What's the New Work Miami? It's an initiative that the Knight Foundation has generated. Let's talk about what's behind the reason they did that and what they're looking to create and what they're looking to project.
We are all about the vibrancy of Miami. So this Knight New Work celebrates artistic talent and showcases Miami's growing reputation as a city where great art is created, where it's born. We are bringing this to Miami's stage.
Oh, I am so excited. And I have my office in Wynwood. I'm in the epicenter of the Arts and Entertainment District up there. It's absolutely awesome. They paint murals on walls up there. People come driving through and take pictures. So it's always an evolving art scene up there. But there's other parts of town that are just as artsy. There's the theater in Coral Gables and Coconut Grove. You've got the New World Arts School in downtown Miami. And you've got all this other great art stuff going on. What prompted the Knight Foundation to want to get behind the art scene in Miami, and what is your objective?
Well, you know, we've been doing this for over a decade now, and so the Miami New Work is just an extension of what we've done in this community for organizations, for individuals, for small and emerging groups of artists. We are celebrating the art of our city. We're celebrating the really rich diversity of our city as seen through the lens of an artist. And it doesn't get better than that, because art connects us to each other. It helps to create empathy, and it connects us to this city.
Oh, empathy. That's the word that's missing on I-95.
And civility.
Well, that's another word that's missing on I-95, but that's all due to what I call anonymity.
Ah.
See that? But that's another show, folks.
My limo's what's missing on I-95.
I love you, Wanda. You are just the best.
Wanda, I'd take a limo, too.
Where's my limo?
I'll take a... Well, anyway, that's all another story, too. anyway, Wanda. So, Wanda, let's talk for a minute about what's going on here.
Okay.
Wanda, what do you think about the Knight Foundation and what they're bringing to town?
What I love about the Knight Foundation is that it's all different kinds of art. It's all kinds of different culture, which is makes it really exciting for me. And I just love to say the Arst Center. So any reason that I get to go to the Arst Center.
Arst
Center.
I've actually met the lady.
I get very excited. So.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, this show is all about the diversity in Miami. Look at me and you.
I know. I've seen lots of like opera and gospel and all sorts of things due to the Knights arts and all that. So, yeah, I love
it. Yeah, it used to have to be that you'd have to go to some nasty hall or something. Now you got a beautiful, I'm going to use the word, a curated events venue.
Is the parking getting better? I think that's the only thing down there.
I think the parking, frankly, I think that was a bad rap to begin with.
Yeah, okay.
It's just people aren't used to not being able to park right in front of the place.
Right.
But there's adequate parking, but you are going to have to walk a tad.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much parking there. They're all cash flow. overflowing land banks for all these landowners. Come on, there's lots of parking there. I know all the guys that own it, for crying out loud. I'm not going to mention them today. Okay. So we're going to have one more time for Victoria to say one last thing. Victoria Rogers.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. So give us your last thing, because I'm going to take the last minute for me.
You've got until August 31st at 11:59 p.m. So come on, you artists out there, composers, playwrights, excuse me, choreographers. Connect with a Miami art presenting organization and submit your idea for groundbreaking new work in the arts, and we'll fund them.
Oh, that's right. You've got a funding patient here, and you people need to meet Victoria. She's got a great smile, great energy. We're going to have her back after this event so we can see what's going on. Maybe you can even bring one of the artists. Oh, I would love that.
I would love that.
Oh, that's great. So what else we got going on here? Well, we've got to say thank you to everybody. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Beth Azor and Jack. I want to thank, of course, Victoria and the Knight Center. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry. Larry, I'm going to need that Audi 8. The NFL Alumni Association, of course, Real Connects. I've got to give a high five to Bruce Turkel. That's right. And, of course, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at UF. Got to give them equal time since we had Beth on today. Of course, thank you to our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page. You heard Beth talk about how powerful that is. So like it and share it with your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn is actually really powerful. YouTube, I'm going to spin Robert Pitts up more on YouTube. The website gets more and more hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for me on 8 a.m. next Thursday. Well, I may be broadcasting live from Orlando from a Nikki Freed fundraiser.
Oh, boy.
That's right. So we're going to just love doing this. So remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Bring up the music.
I would do various things very quickly.
Jim Freed.
No, not you. Not you.
And Wanda Miles.
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
And I love all people.
On 880, The Biz.
All we need is one world, one vision. One flesh, one bone, one true religion. One race, one hope.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.